Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not a great day for the United States, however, in most regards. One can say, okay, the last plane left Afghanistan. Today is the 31st in Afghanistan, which is General McKenzie made clear when we went to him at the Pentagon. Today is, of course, the 30th year, but Afghanistan's far, far away. One of the other revelations that General McKenzie made just moments ago in his conversations with the press, and this is just, it actually makes me physically ill. I'm sorry, it does. They're talking about the some of the equipment they left behind, and they destroyed. They incapacitated. They dismantled or somehow made it impossible for the Taliban to use that equipment. It's a horrible thing when you're talking about literally hundreds of millions of dollars of high technology weaponry and airport support equipment, some of which they, General McKenzie indicated they would leave behind because they want the airport to continue to be operated. Does that mean they will trust the Taliban to operate it? But when I say that it's something that I find so profoundly disturbing, I mean, I know a little bit about American history. Actually, I know a great deal about American history. I won't be coy. But we've never had a situation like this where we were so soundly, unequivocally abandoning a country in total defeat and total disgrace, and where we actually, to prevent war materiel and equipment from falling into the hands of a victorious enemy, we actually are destroying the equipment. And again, to end our last military mission before we have formally left Afghanistan. And by the way, we will be back. I am afraid we will be back. It's virtually inevitable if you look at the situation there. But the idea that we have abandoned every purpose we sought to achieve. This has never happened before. It didn't happen in any of our other inconclusive wars. It certainly has not happened in Iraq. It did not happen in the first Iraq war, where we went in to try to roll back the invasion and occupation of Kuwait. We succeeded. We went home. And people might say, and I know there are some who say that, well, we went home too quickly without providing protection for our Kurdish allies. That's another story. But if you look at the war in Korea, we allowed American protection to continue there, and Korea went from being, and this is a fascinating thing, Korea at the time we left, in 1953. Korea was one of the poorest countries in the world. It had a lower gross domestic product per capita than Ghana or other newly liberated African republics. And today it's the seventh largest economy in the world. And is Korea a perfect society? Far from it. But by the way, flourishing Christian community. Some of the largest churches anywhere on planet Earth are in the Seoul area, and Korea is a functioning democracy. The fact that we have invested money, and it has not been investing lives, because there haven't been flare-ups. We've left enough troops in South Korea to make it clear that we can respond, and we have the will to respond to any kind of aggressive or dangerous moves on the part of the enemy. The enemy being North Korea. CNBC is reporting since the mass evacuations from Afghanistan began on August 14th, a little bit more than 2 weeks ago, approximately 116,700 people have been airlifted out of Afghanistan. About 122,000 people have been evacuated since the end of July, including 5,500 U.S. citizens and their families. The General McKenzie has reported that the number of Americans who are left in Afghanistan, who apparently don't want to be in Afghanistan, want to get out, is in the hundreds. It's not in the thousands, it's in the hundreds. But the fact that it's in the hundreds, that the world's mightiest military, and we are by far, found it impossible to take out a few hundred people who wanted to leave because they couldn't find access to the airport where these planes were taking off. Look, one of the things that you have to be concerned about a C-17, this is a gigantic, very vulnerable plane to some kind of sophisticated missile attack. And you will note that that we have had situations like that. The Ukrainians have suffered the situation over Ukraine of having mostly Dutch passengers. It was a Malaysian plane, not the one that was lost forever, but the one that was shot down. There are still people who believe that TWA Flight 800 leaving Washington was shot down from the ground. So it is a blessing from God that there appears to have been no serious attempt to bring down with some kind of shoulder-held anti-aircraft weapon. Nothing aimed at any of these lumbering large planes that are headed off who knows where to just get out of Dodge, to get out of the hell that unfortunately will be Afghanistan. The Washington Post reporting, the Pentagon said the United States had pulled out the last of its troops and that the evacuation operation at Kabul's International Airport had been completed. The departure caps a chaotic withdrawal, so says the Washington Post, that was rushed by the Taliban's rapid takeover of the country and scarred by a deadly suicide attack that killed 13 U.S. service members and scores of Afghans. More than 120,000 people, as we just told you, have been evacuated since August 14th, amounting to one of the largest airlifts in history. But the deteriorating security situation and chaos at the airport resulted in some Americans and thousands of Afghan allies being left behind. Not every American has been successfully evacuated. I think Ari Fleischer, who was a guest on the show earlier today, got it exactly right. He said, yeah, President Biden seems to boast that this is the largest airlift in history. He says, if it's the largest airlift in history, it's because of the largest abandonment in history. The latest ABC News Ipsos poll conducted after the deadly Kabul airport attack found 38% of Americans support the way President Biden is handling the situation in Afghanistan. That marked a decline from the 55% of Americans who said they approved in an ABC News Ipsos survey from July. Biden is shedding support from independent voters as Delta variant spreads, a Reuters poll. Just how much have things changed for Biden? A month ago, his approval rating stood at 53%. It is now down very dramatically from 53% to 47%. He had before these recent events, back in July, he had a approval over disapproval advantage of 10 points. now just as many Americans disapprove of his service as president as approve of it. His approval rating is at its lowest point in his presidency. So what happens from here? And what about the ongoing battle over COVID vaccines? We'll continue with the latest on that as well. All coming up on the MedVet Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show with at least Americans out of harm's way in Afghanistan itself, but still engaged everywhere around the world against a rising and metastasizing terrorist threat. And this is on the Biden administration. They clearly need to get some kind of message rather than let's change the subject. But they do want to change the subject. A big rally for D.C. statehood and against police brutality on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And we will get to that in a moment. I was speaking earlier about this big rally that became very bitter and confrontational from various factions, but they did not break out into violence as they did previously in L.A. The L.A. Times reports, despite concerns from city officials and law enforcement, the rally appeared to avoid the violence that erupted at a similar anti-vaccines protest in downtown Los Angeles this month. No arrests or fights had been reported by Sunday afternoon. A man who identified himself as Craig, declining to give his last name, said he showed up at the park to oppose vaccine requirements. He held several posters, including one criticizing the vaccine and another that equated abortion with murder. Quote, "It's obvious these vaccines are a sign of segregation, and that's a form of tyranny," the Huntington Park resident said. Can someone explain to me how this reflects bigotry or segregation? The idea that there are businesses, private businesses, that want to insist that their employees, if they want to continue to work there, get a medical procedure which is painless and free, that the overwhelming consensus of medical authorities around the world believe greatly reduces your chances of getting sick and dying from COVID-19 or infecting others. It's the Santa Clarita resident, this is another person who was at this rally, which was called a World Rally for Freedom. In what sense does not getting vaccinated represent freedom, really? Santa Clarita resident Sharon Cotas, who said she works for the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services, also came to the rally to protest vaccine mandates. "It should be my body, my choice," said Cotas, adding that she anticipated getting fired for not getting the shot. Cotas, who held a sign that read "LA County Workers Against Medical Mandates," said she doesn't believe the vaccines provide effective protection against COVID-19. Okay, what provides more effective protection? That, what is it, imedicine, which is this horse medicine, that the latest talk show host in Daytona Beach, Florida, who just died from COVID-19, who had styled himself on air in Daytona Beach, Mr. Anti-Vax, he had been taking earlier in his confronting the vaccine, this horse medicine that is made to basically deworm horses to take. And it's dangerous! Then really, it's not for, it's for horses or human jackasses. I mean, honest to goodness, what is wrong with us right now in the United States? I mean, how did we get here? Amid heightened concerns about potential violence, this is in Santa Monica, California, nice community by the sea. Amid heightened concerns about potential violence, Santa Monica City Council on Tuesday, before the weekend, passed an emergency ordinance banning items including plastic pipes, baseball bats, aerosol sprays, glass bottles, chains longer than 20 inches, metal containers, shields, gas masks, helmets, body armor, bricks and rocks. Some of those items have been used as weapons in similar anti-vaccine rallies across the country in recent days. Really? Chains longer than 20 inches? Gas masks? Body armor? I mean, honest to God, what is the principle we are fighting for here? See, this is what I do not understand, is that some of these rallies are not just against vaccine mandates, they're against vaccines. And how exactly do people who are protesting vaccines or vaccinations or vaccination programs, how do you think we're going to end this situation? How are we going to get out of this? At what point do we actually get back to normal living? And no, it is not realistic, and nobody thinks it is, to allow... they're scheduled... They currently expect between today and December 1st, so before Christmas, another 100,000 Americans will die. And we could reduce that greatly with mask compliance and with upping the vaccination level to goals that are not and should not be impossible. And there is zero evidence anywhere that the vaccines are dangerous. In other words, you can say, well, it won't do a perfect job protecting me. And look at all of these cases that are breakout cases. The breakout cases, of course, are much less severe. But they almost certainly won't kill you, and they're not caused by the vaccine. In other words, the fact that the vaccine is not a perfect way of fighting this virus, it is one way of fighting this virus and protecting people. Protests over vaccines and other regulations aimed at stemming the spread of COVID-19 have been widespread throughout the pandemic, at times leading to brawls among attendees. A man was stabbed, and a reporter was assaulted during a melee at an anti-vaccination rally in downtown Los Angeles earlier this month. Los Angeles doesn't have enough problems with crime and homelessness. They have people stabbing each other, arguing over vaccines. What is wrong with our country right now? In January, a group of anti-vaccine protesters disrupted operations at a mass COVID-19 vaccination center at Dodger Stadium, prompting some officials to call for increased security at testing and vaccination sites. Okay, this is not an abortion site. This is a vaccination site where people who actually want that extra protection are coming to get it. And it is a pro-life outpost, and there are people who attack the vaccination site, and they disrupt it when they're trying to give out free vaccinations to people who wanted it at a Dodgers game. If someone wants to justify that kind of attack, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. I'm talking about another rally for D.C. statehood coming up on the MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Tropical Storm Ida is forecast to be a big rainmaker as it moves further inland. The National Hurricane Center saying heavy rain is in store for portions of the south along with the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. The coast of Alabama and parts of the Florida Panhandle could also see 4 to 8 inches of additional rain. Several people are under arrest in New Orleans on looting accusations.
This would not be tolerated. We have made those arrests. This is a state felony, and we will be booking you accordingly.
Police Chief Sean Ferguson did not release information on the arrests, only saying it's horrific for anyone to take advantage of the less fortunate after Hurricane Ida. Ferguson adding police are implementing anti-looting measures. Close to 2 million people in New Orleans are without power. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, throughout this entire Afghan meltdown, one voice has been loud and clear and issuing statements virtually every day. And the statements are brilliant. They are effective and they're entirely correct. I'm talking about Senator Ben Sasse, a conservative Republican from Nebraska. And he is a member of the Select Committee of the Senate on Intelligence. He issued the following statement just moments ago after the very last American plane left Afghanistan, completing the so-called evacuation. Quote, this is Senator Sasse. This national disgrace is the direct result of President Biden's cowardice and incompetence. The president made the decision to trust the Taliban. The president made the decision to set an arbitrary August 31st deadline. The president made the decision to abandon Bagram Air Base. The president made the decision not to expand the perimeter around Karzai International Airport. The president made the decision to undermine our NATO allies. The president made the decision to break our word to our Afghan partners. The president made the decision to tell one lie after another as the crisis unfolded. The president made the morally indefensible decision to leave Americans behind. Dishonor was the president's choice. May history never forget this cowardice. When he says dishonor was the president's choice, he's echoing, and Ben Sasse is a gifted historian. I mean, he has a degree, I believe it's from Oxford University in history. And after the Munich Conference of 1938, where Neville Chamberlain said, "We have peace in our time," the comment by Winston Churchill was, the Prime Minister faced a choice between war or dishonor. The Prime Minister chose dishonor. He shall have war. And when Ben Sasse says dishonor was the President's choice, God forbid, but it appears likely, he shall have war. This is not the conclusion, the final American mission to Afghanistan. Because if we go back to the kind of threat that we faced on September 11th, and we're just coming up to the anniversary, this is what part of what is so lunatic. You talk about stupidity and the golden age of stupidity. Okay, if you're going to get out of Afghanistan, why do you want to give the Taliban the right to celebrate on the 20th anniversary of September 11th? Something else that's an illustration of stupidity. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. 1-800-955-1776. And they had a rally on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, traditional place to have a civil rights rally. And this was a rally for three things, as it was advertised. Spirit of 63, a rally for D.C. statehood, for voting rights, and against police brutality. One of the speakers was Latasha Brown on MSNBC. She was a BLM co-founder. And here is what she had to say, clip 17.
You know, today we're doing this Make Good Trouble march because what we believe, rally, because we need to make good trouble. You know, we are right now in 2021, we have less voting rights now than we had in 1965 when the Voting Rights Act was signed. You know, and as we're talking about, there is a lot of unfinished business that we have to deal with in this nation. While Dr. King and others, thousands of others stood on the the Lincoln Memorial, we're coming today at threefold. One is to really be able to lift up and commemorate what they did 58 years ago, but two, to also say that there's unfinished business. We've got to deal with criminal justice reform. We've got to deal with reparations. We've got to deal with voting rights. And then the third piece is to really be able to lift up and amplify the message that the people are not going to give up. We're not going to stop. We're not finished until in this country we secure the right to vote, that people are not punished because they participated in an election, but that we have free and fair elections, and that all citizens have access, equal access to the ballot.
Okay, this idea that citizens do not have equal access to the ballot, that there are fewer voting rights today than when the Voting Rights Act was signed in 1965, this is nonsense. We are in a situation where in several elections, and not just the ones with Barack Obama on the ballot, but both the elections with Trump on the ballot, the percentage of the vote that was black was either above or equal to the black percentage of the population. One of the wonderful achievements of the black community in recent years has been more democratic participation. And that has not been stopped in any state or anywhere. And it's a terrible example of crying wolf, it seems to me. Let's go quickly to Alma in Bothell, Washington. Hello, Alma. You're on the Medved Show.
Hey, I'm Michael Medved. I haven't talked to you in days of Sunday.
That's true.
Do you want to make America great again like Trump said? We need to get together. But you
Amen.
I keep talking against Biden on every call he makes. You know, I know they did that with Trump, but we gotta stick together against this. Biden didn't make all the right moves, but who does? So let's quit putting him down. We'll never get everything right. And you're a man of God.
Well, thank you. Listen, let me tell you, I do not buy into the idea of trying to defame Biden in every level and at every stage. And by the way, Ari Fleischer, I mean, he was attacked recently because it looked like his eyes were closed and he was falling asleep when he was talking to the Prime Minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett. But then Ari Fleischer brought up, and he's a big former presidential press secretary, and he's a Republican, but he brought up that Biden actually, they cut the tape, not showing that when Bennett had finished speaking, Biden did not have to be waked up or aroused. He was right there, and he had obviously been listening, and he made coherent comments. And look, I think the point is that one of the problems, Alma, is that with the failed impeachments of Trump, the temptation for some Republicans who want to try to impeach Biden, and I was opposed to the impeachments of Trump, and I'd be utterly, completely opposed to the impeachments of Biden unless there is some kind of indication of treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors, which is what the Constitution demands. But I've got to tell you, I like what you are saying about the need to get together. And again, part of this also has to do with the subject of this rally that was taking place over the weekend. Because that rally, if they're making an issue of D.C. statehood, D.C. statehood is not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because it would take a constitutional amendment, and there will be at least the requisite one-fourth of the one-third, pardon me, of the states. It's actually one-fourth of the states. That's all they need because they need three-fourths of the states to approve a constitutional amendment. They won't get it. And actually telling people that again and again and again that rights are being taken away, it seems to me, is part of what is poisoning the atmosphere, and poisoning the atmosphere for Joe Biden if he is actually going to have any success at all in doing definitive bipartisan achievements for some of the work that America needs. In fact, there's a Republican who spoke out about the infrastructure bill in favor of it. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, there's been terrible destruction in New Orleans, obviously, and because of hurricanes once again. And what's interesting is that this kind of disaster can sometimes lead to all kinds of surprising political sentiments expressed. For instance, Senator Cassidy, who is a Republican conservative from Louisiana, spoke out as to why these terribly destructive floods and storms are an indication of why bipartisan cooperation should be important in getting actual final passage for that infrastructure bill that he had voted for in Congress. Listen.
But there are reports of evacuations from two hospitals down near the coast, which had their roofs blown off. Another hospital, which had a portion of its generator go out, so they had to move patients, bagging them, if you will. It means they're not on mechanical ventilation. They're just having a nurse push the bag and breathe, and as they move to another part of the hospital. So even buildings that were designed to withstand hurricanes were terribly damaged.
Okay, and that results in this conclusion about the infrastructure bill. Listen.
$50 billion is in there for resiliency, $65 billion in there to $5 billion in the grid, things that certainly would help here. And so now where Republicans are, I don't know yet, but I'm sure hoping that Republicans look around my state, see this damage, and say if there's money for resiliency, money to harden the grid, money to help sewer and water, then maybe this is something we should be for.
Okay, again, when you put it in context of the money expended and ultimately wasted in Afghanistan with all of the equipment purchased for our side and now either being destroyed or taken over by the Taliban, maybe talking about hardening the grid a little bit to help states like Louisiana, which has all kinds of problems with poverty and COVID and its economy and now this destruction. Maybe some of that sympathy would be appropriate and some kind of bipartisan action on actually
working on the real infrastructure, physical infrastructure of the country that needs it. Bill Maher has become, honestly, one of the truly epic and necessary voices in the American conversation. And he did a great monologue on his show Real Time on Friday night. He talked about lessons from the Afghanistan debacle, and one of which is that the left tends to under-romanticize America. Listen, clip 16A.
Blind hatred of America is just as blinkered as blind love. And we Americans should really get some perspective about where we live. Watching go down in Afghanistan, I was reminded lately of every conversation I've ever had with an immigrant, almost all of which, if we got to really talking, included the notion, oh, you people have no idea. All you do is about and badmouth your own country, but if you knew about the country I came from, you'd stop on your own. I have never been a rah-rah America type, and in fact have often made fun of Republicans in the past for being overly sentimental. It's just in the conservative DNA to have this dewy-eyed, sloppy, drunk love for their country that often renders them incapable of acknowledging its problems. But liberals, as usual in this era, have now gone too far in the other direction. They under-romanticize America. They have no perspective.
Okay, is that ever correct? He continues.
Have a little perspective about the stuff we howl about here. I'm sorry your professor said something you didn't like. That won't be a problem with the Taliban because you're not allowed to go to school. In Saudi Arabia, grown women can be jailed for doing the kind of things we think of as routine without the permission of a male guardian. China rounds you up if you're the wrong religion and puts you in camps. More children in Burkina Faso work than are in school. Only 5% of Burundians have electricity. The homicide rate in Honduras is 8 times what it is here. The inflation rate in Venezuela is 2,719%. The Philippines, in the last 5 years, has put to death 27,000 low-level drug dealers. My old job. In North Korea, people starve to death.
Okay, this is so important. And he concludes, and I bless him for making this point. Listen to 16C.
We're not the bad guys. Oppression is what we were trying to stop in Afghanistan. We failed, but any immigrant will tell you we've largely succeeded here. And yet the overriding thrust of current woke ideology is that America is rotten to the core, irredeemably racist from the moment it was founded, and so oppressive, sexist, and homophobic, we can't find a host for the Oscars or Jeopardy. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you heard the new Jeopardy guy is out because he said boobies in 2014. Have you ever heard of honor killings? Public beheadings, throwing gay men off of roofs, arranged marriages to minors, state-sanctioned wife-beating, female genital mutilation, marriage by capture. What's the lesson of Afghanistan? Maybe it's that everyone from the giant dorm room session that is the internet should take a good look at what real oppression looks like.
And that advice by Bill Maher can't be topped. It's well said and very important. And I also want to tell you something very important about a big movie that's come out with all kinds of critical accolades because it's a woke movie. It's also a horror film. No, I mean it really is a horror film. Listen, it's called Candyman. But the result is not in any way sweet. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Back in 1992, an anti-racist Avenger with a hook for a hand and bees buzzing in his face and all over his body became a campy horror film classic. But now this bloody anti-hero is back in a woke version from an Oscar-winning filmmaker, so a new generation can be terrorized by Candyman, now playing in theaters.
The urban legend is, if you say his name 5 times while looking in the mirror, he appears in the reflection and it kills you.
Who would do that?
Well, I'll tell you who. It's Jordan Peele, who won tremendous success with Get Out and Us, now delivering what he calls a spiritual sequel to a story of gentrification and revenge set in the crumbling housing project of Cabrini Green in Chicago. The acting and the incoherent, occasionally pretentious plot make this difficult to follow or withstand. Rated R for big bursts of blood and dismemberment, along with a tough language you'd expect. 2 stars for Candyman, both audacious and appalling. And when I say appalling, there is a scene here. It lasts about a minute on screen, and it is almost impossible to watch, about picking deep scabs left by bee stings. I'm not giving away the plot because there's really no plot to give away. I understand that part of what they're talking about is the poisonous impact of systemic racism over many, many years. And they make fun of condescending people in the white-dominated world of fine arts in Chicago, in the gentrified neighborhood. But for goodness sake, as a work of cinematic entertainment, even for people who like horror films, this is just masochistic for people who want to see it. And the 2 stars only because of some of the craft that is squandered in this particular production. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a government that has decided to limit the amount of time young people can play video games, to limit it to 3 hours a week. Is that going to work? And if so, what does it take to try that here? We will talk about that on the MedVed Show. We will also be speaking about a very popular young pop singer saying she grew up thinking that only white girls could be pop stars. But first of all, does she even consider, since she was born, how much people of color have dominated popular music? We will get to that and to much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.